from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Our superhero of the spread has found a new home, and we are excited to welcome back in Thor Nystrom, college football, NFL draft analyst, the fantasy life. Thor, you get to work with Matthew Berry. How you been, buddy?
Oh, I've been great. And yeah, that's kind of insane for sure. But yeah, I've been great. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, Matthew Berry, like, I think we kind of view him as like one of the industry leaders. Just what is that like? What's he really like in person there, Thor?
Yeah, well, he definitely is. I think of him as like the godfather kind of. And I mean, he's hands on with that. Like he's around. That's been surprising to me so far. And I'll tell you, it was a pinch me moment for my career when he interviewed me, like at the end when we were, you know, sort of going through that and switching jobs. That pretty crazy to be sitting across from Matthew Berry at in that sort of scenario. So yeah, total pinch me moment. And to have a guy like that believe in you, it means the world.
So now, Thor, we've talked to you for years. We've had you on the show. You've held a variety of different positions, different roles, different organizations, websites. You know, I introduced you as a college football and NFL draft analyst, but are you doing more than just college football and draft prep for Fantasy Life? What's your role with the new position?
Yeah, I'll be doing the same sorts of stuff with handicapping the college football games, you know, and that sort of stuff in the fall, and then the NFL draft stuff in the spring. But they're going to have me doing just a little bit more fantasy stuff from the perspective of Dynasty, which I'm all about. Like, I've never done a Dynasty show regularly, you know, outside of like guesting. And this fall will be the first time I ever get a shot to do that on a weekly basis. So, you know, both talking about the young guys in the NFL, I might have to put my hand up on a couple that I missed on during the draft process, but we'll be following them close, and then tossing out names of guys for Dynasty players. And then of course, Devy players in the moment on the college side, you know, guys to monitor or even guys to target in your leagues. If you play in a Devy league, try to trade for them now before their stock goes.
Yeah, Thor, before we get to all the college stuff, and I think it's this college season, it was just so exciting with all the changes, and get your thoughts on everything. Let me put one fantasy question in your wheelhouse, because honestly, Danger and I are what, and honestly, it's also part of a dynasty question, like, because the Vikings have a new quarterback. When do they go to that new quarterback? But if we're at the top of the draft, how does this impact, if at all, the status here and the stats of Justin Jefferson, talking about your Vikings?
Yeah, I mean, could go down just a little bit. However, you know, I mean, like, obviously the quarterback played last year better from the pocket passing perspective. But so you might see a little one-year dip. However, like, they will have – the targets are going to be there because what are they projected to, you know, by the win totals in Vegas if you flip them the other way? I think Vikings are somewhere around, like, 7th or 8th lowest in the NFL for projected wins next year. So – you would imagine the game scripts, of course, they're, you know, are going to be flipping towards the passing game. So, I mean, you might lose some of the explosive opportunities just on target stuff down the field, but the target should be analogous. I would expect it to drop off just a little bit, but not by enough to move the fantasy needle, I don't think.
Thor, where do we start with college football this year? I mean, I know where I want to start with you because I know you're a big fan. We could talk about the expanded playoff. We could talk about, you know, the realignment of the conferences. I know you're excited. EA Sports, NCAA 25 is just a few short weeks away. Have you gotten your hands on an advanced copy? What are your thoughts on the resurrection of this great game?
I have not. I mean, I got to call out EA Sports for that. I feel like I should have been sent one for all the stumping I did over the last decade. But it was funny. I was talking to a buddy like an hour ago or so on the phone, and was sort of laughing about, you know, the last time the game came out, you know, 2014 was there, but 2013 was when that game released. To think at that time that the University of Kansas, where I went, would have a top eight quarterback in the game. We got the ratings dropped today, and yeah. Jalen Daniels, Kansas quarterback, is rated 90+. So you love to see that. And the running back, Devin Neal, is one of the top running backs in the game as well. So at least when the game was furloughed, it was during a period mostly where Kansas was awful, and now Kansas is back. So I can't wait to play that. And I'll be getting the thing right when it drops with the early release on Monday. I've already purchased that, and I'm waiting for my download time. And we're going to be starting online dynasties and the whole deal.
Thor, I'm wondering if one of the storylines for this coming season, and I would sign up for this in a second, and a lot of people in the area would too. Okay, Syracuse, they've got this great record, but are they for real? We're never invited to the party here at any level, but I look at their non-conference schedule. Ohio, Holy Cross, UNLV. I look at everything else in their conference schedule. You don't have Clemson. You don't have Florida State. I mean, are we to believe, and with the new head coach, new quarterback, a lot of new things in Syracuse, could the Orange actually be contenders in the ACC this year?
I think they're sneaky. Yeah, I'm definitely there with you. The whole, you know, so like Kyle McCord, he gets crapped on. There was even yesterday, they put it out because it was from the last Hard Knocks episode where the Giants, when they were interviewing Marvin Harrison Jr., like sort of asked him a question during the combine where they were crapping on Kyle McCord. And he gets a lot of crap. But Kyle McCord, in a lot of ways, reminds me of Graham Mertz, where like there was hype for him initially in his career. He had the bad season, and then like everyone's out on him, and it was just sort of like in vogue to, you know, whatever. But Graham Mertz last year was great at Florida. I don't think people realize it. Graham Mertz has gone from overrated to now he is underrated. Kyle McCord perhaps wasn't the best quarterback for Ohio State. He might not be a top five or top 10 quarterback in the nation. But you think about the difference between a compromised Garrett Schrader, who wasn't a good thrower anyway, and then when you had to fall down to Carlos Del Rio Wilson when he was injured, all the way down to Dan Vellari. And you just think about the whole market of the passing opportunities last year and the targets those receivers were getting. The quarterback play this year, even people that are low on Kyle McCord, just look at the thing objectively. The passing game has just gotten a shot of steroids. I mean, it's going to be a totally different thing. Plus, Gadsden, one of the best and perhaps the best now in the nation, now that Brock Bowers is gone, move tight ends. He's now, you get him for the entire season. Hopefully not. I'm knocking on wood over here, but he got knocked out for the year immediately last year. So now you have, you know, LaQuinn Allen was sort of the one man show last year. He's back, but now he gets help, right? Now you're going to have a legitimate passing attack. And by the way, I'm hearing hype about the other outside receivers. I mean, I'm talking outside of Gadsden. And now with Vellari, you can do a different. Dan Vellari was miscast as the Wildcat quarterback, as we saw in the bowl game and some of the things down the stretch. But if you can use him as the second tight end in 12 personnel, do some different stuff with him, do some gadget plays and stuff like that. To me, that offense, especially against the schedule they're going up against, is frisky. We're going to have to see about Brown. Like, you know, when the new staffs come in, when you haven't seen the guy as a head coach before, it's always an open-ended question, but the work he did in the portal and putting this roster together, I'm impressed with it, and I think that they are flying under the radar, Syracuse is, Absolutely.
Thor, not only do you have, you know, to keep tabs on the portal this year, you have to keep tabs on conferences. The realignment, you know, from last year to this year is insane. The Pac-12 is essentially no more, the Pac-2. And I'm wondering what your take is on the Big Ten and know how closely you follow it. Are there teams in the Big Ten that might benefit from this realignment?
Oh, 1,000%. And you guys are very close to the team I think that's happiest about it, and that is Rutgers. Rutgers is a team that in the past had to, you know, every year you played Ohio State, you're playing Penn State, you're playing Michigan, you're forced to, right? They duck multiple of those top teams this year. If you look at Rutgers' schedule, you compare it like the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you know, since they've been in the Big Ten, you compare those to what their schedule is this year, it is absolute night and day. Like, it is now opened up for that school, and they have a good roster too. Obviously, Shiano is a great coach, but Kyle Monongai is one of the best running backs in the nation. I don't think people realize it just because the school he plays for reminds me a lot of Blake Corum. I think absolutely he's going to go on day two in April, next April. And that's the grades that he's getting from the scouting services over the summer. So, like, between all that, the talent going up, the defense they have there, and then the easier schedule, they're a great example of a team that greatly benefits from going away from divisions in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Thor, you tweeted a little bit about this today. Some people are having some fun with it, but are we done with all this? Could the Big 12 be actually gobbling up some more schools? And if so, who might be some targets here?
Boys, we are only getting started. I will tell you, a couple years ago, I'll just tell you this. I haven't said this too much publicly, but a couple years ago, I was at the Senior Bowl, and you know, when you go down to events like that, as you guys know, like you know, you work during the day, and then at night, it's what's the word for it? Networking.
Yeah, social networking.
I'm using the air quotes of that. Which really is just going to bars and seeing who you bump into there. You know, the guys from around the NFL and college. And I had a very long conversation one night with a guy who was a top lieutenant at a blue blood school at the time. And he told me, he said, very quickly, we will be to the two power conferences in the Power Five. And this is before, you know, we even got close to the, you know, the death of the Pac-12 and any of this other, I think this is like 3 years ago. And it was surprising for me to hear him talking like that. But you have now seen all the dominoes start to fall. Obviously, the Pac-12 died, and then now it is a race between the Big 12 and the ACC of who is going to survive the next round of it. And the Big 12, the commissioner comes out yesterday and says he's open for expansion. Well, of course he is, because he needs to outlive the ACC and hopefully go from what a lot of people in college football, going back years, again, going back to that conversation, thoughts that people had in college, you know, people that are in college football going back years, that we are headed for two power conferences, which, of course, they're referring to the Big Ten and the SEC. The Big 12 and the ACC both trying to position themselves to hopefully make that a Big Three as opposed to a Big Two long term. But, yeah, one of the Big 12 and the ACC will die, and it's coming. It's going to come quicker than people think when that next round starts. And the Big 12, of course, trying to position themselves the best. And luckily for them, at least, you know, when you compare them to the ACC, they have more flexibility because the ACC teams are locked into their TV deal. So, you know, we're going to see. But the Big 12 is obviously going to try to make moves here to set that up for long-term viability, hopefully alongside, for them, Big Ten and SEC.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
And Thor, where does it end or does it end? I mean, with the monetization of college athletics and specifically college football in this instance, if you have two major conferences, are you pitting the All-State versus Geico conference against each other? I mean, like they can really sell this out and it'll also look and sound different than it's ever looked and sounded for us as fans.
1,000%. Yeah. And you know, there will be stuff like that, you know, the corporatization and different stuff to get more money. Of course, now it's an arms race with NIL money. So, you don't really have a choice but to get those sponsors. You need that money coming into your program because that's your payroll, right? We don't have a salary cap with it, but you need that cash coming in. But as far as where does the realignment end? It ends with two things. It ends when we get to the Big Two, which will mark the death of the NCAA, at least as the governing body for the top college teams. That was something else that guy told me was the NCAA is dead. It just doesn't know it yet, at least for governing the top programs. Once it gets to that situation where it's Big Ten, SEC, and again, maybe one of the other two can inch in there and hang around for a while. But they won't need the NCAA's rules or oversight anymore at that time. They'll make their own rules, and we'll have the big boys against everyone else. And one manifestation you see of it now, just this season, like looking at it short term, that you've seen from the transfer portal stuff, the movement of the teams, everything is we're seeing an isolation of the talent to the top. It's not as pronounced as people think where the fears were there was just going to be like, five, six, seven, eight programs that were colossuses and everyone else would, there'd be a significant gap, but it's probably 20 to 25, maybe 28, where you're seeing the essentially the talent filter up. Right. So it's like the best FCS guys go to either the G5 or they, the best ones get up to the power four now, but then also the best G5 guys, of course, go up to the power four and on down the line. You just see the filtering up because now you don't have the transfer restrictions. We're going to keep seeing that.
Yeah, Thor, I mean, it's fascinating. And as you're handicapping, who might be good this year, who might not be, up to whatever the win total is, how much do you factor in now? Who has their act together as far as a collective and NIL? I mean, how do you even begin to research that? Because to me, that's the source of this. Like, which schools are you hearing are ahead of the game and which schools, I mean, Clemson obviously doesn't use the portal, but in terms of NIL and money, which schools have some work to do here?
Yeah, and Clemson's a great example of this, and they could get the resource. Of course, that's more of Dabo's ideology, but you've seen Clemson precipitously slide the last couple of years where they have essentially, Dabo basically gave a red carpet to Mike Norvell and Florida State to bypass them in the ACC because that's a school that does it well. And I love their strategy too. Like Norvell, it's not like Coach Prime or a couple of the other Lincoln Riley would be another example where they overturn and churn over big amounts of their LSU to an extent too. Florida State, they basically isolated on main targets at their biggest holes. And then they try to develop the rest of the roster. I think that they're brilliant with it and they have the ammo to go out and get the top guys, at those positions that they're looking for. Ohio State would be a great example of in Oregon too, the top two teams in the Big Ten this coming season of programs that have a lot of resources there and they fire away in very smart ways. Like Ohio State is built, about as talented of a roster as you'll see. And Oregon is a legitimate contender there and a legitimate contender for the national title because of the same. And one other point about this year vis-a-vis all this is one cool thing about it to me is you don't have the number like a team where they're just by far and away the front runner. I think Georgia's probably the most talented team and maybe with Ohio State and Oregon 2-3, Texas would be up there too. But you don't have like one where it's like the runaway favorite to win the title. That's heading into the regular season. And then we're going to get the Wild West this year as far as the 12-team college football, or I'm sorry, the expanded college football playoff, because, you know, and where there's going to be more variance, more teams are going to get the crack at that. And without one team at least appearing on the surface at this point that is way better than everybody else, it's going to be really interesting to see the way that plays out. And we could get a surprise national title winner this year. Absolutely.
Yeah, Thor, now I want to talk a little bit more about that expanded college football playoff, because I think if you're a detractor, if you're somebody that's not really into it, you worry that a team that isn't worthy of being in the playoff is in there and somehow they end up in the title game. And I would say, well, if they're in the title game, then they're worthy because they beat superior opponents to get there. Are there teams that you think that might be like fringe teams that if they were to get into the college football playoff at the end of the season, they could make some noise just based on some of the talent that you're seeing out there already?
Yeah. I mean, one, you know, I would point at the Big 12 for that. You know, it is so wide open right now. It's really difficult to pinpoint like a favorite, but Utah would be an example of a team where, last year, multiple of their top didn't even play one game. Cam Rising, the quarterback, was out for the entire season. Brant Keithy, their stud move tight end, he was out for the entire season. And speaking of NIL, I was told early in the offseason that Utah was being about as aggressive with their monetary offers to kids out there, particularly at wide receiver and a couple other positions that they viewed as sore spots. They're sort of under the radar aggressive team in NIL. But they get the stud veterans back, and then they bring in these guys in the portal, and they're one of the best coach teams in the nation. So when you're thinking about one-off scenarios in the playoff, getting Whittingham and his defense, and then, I mean, they're just going to be, you know, crossing their fingers as far as the offense goes that Rising and Keithy can stay healthy. But if they can, that would certainly be a team. Kansas State has a lot of interesting pieces, and their backfield can give people problems because the Avery Johnson kid that got the new starter at quarterback is an incredible dual threat kid. He's just very, very dangerous. They have two awesome running backs there. My alma mater, Kansas, is this the best Kansas team we've seen in a long time there? They have one of the nation's best backfields. So those would be a couple teams that I would toss out that could surprise there if they get into that sort of like one-off scenario in the playoff.
Thor Nystrom is our guest. Thor, I want to get your thoughts on a few players here as we switch to, hey, who was in college that we're familiar with or maybe not familiar with that might actually help you, whether that's in a normal draft or as you're focusing now, a draft that you can get a keeper league. Penix. I thought Penix was this fun player at Indiana, and then he came out of Washington, and to me, it's still a shock that he went to Atlanta at number 9 overall. Just kind of get your thoughts on Penix and maybe that Atlanta offense overall, because that is loaded with talent we saw in college, but yet has really kind of failed to live up to the promise here in the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. As far as Atlanta goes for the coming season, I absolutely think that they could make the playoffs. They could win the division. The issue is, and the reason that decision was so ludicrous, I'll just state it plainly, was you have all these holes on defense. You also had, holes, ancillary receiver. You could have used the offensive line. You could have used a little bit of help, but particularly on the defense. And sinking that pick into a quarterback after you had given, your war chest of cap space to a different quarterback, particularly a 6-year quarterback who can play right away, as opposed to a couple of the other quarterbacks in the class, like he was the play now guy. So like both the pick didn't make sense. And also the prospect didn't make sense because now you have the guy who could have played right away who now needs to sit on the bench. I don't know what they're seeing with Michael Penix as far as going forward. We're going to let him marinate on the bench for a couple of years. Michael Penix is already a finished product, right? I mean, again, he had 6 years in college football last year. They made that title game. That's the confusing part to me. I wouldn't touch Penix in a dynasty league. I'd use my resources on someone else. But, just like with the offensive firepower they have at the skills, and then you're going to have a much better quarterback play this year with Cousins upgrading over Desmond Ridder. like they're certainly going to be a more interesting team. So
yeah, Thor, you might not remember this. I mean, we talked to you a couple days after the draft, and we've nominated you for our take of the year with your rant on Atlanta's decision to do what they did at the draft in April.
The guy who's running that room, Gary Fontenot, he does that every single year. He just torches assets. This is a fourth straight year that they've had a top eight pick. In those 4 years, he's taken a tight end, he's taken a running back. Now he's taken a guy who will be a multi-year backup quarterback. And by the time he can finally get a chance, his rookie contract's going to be done. He's going to be closing in on 30. Terry Fontenot, in my opinion, should have been fired on the spot. I think that there's a really good chance that he has overseen his last draft process.
It's fantastic take, Thor. You didn't have to hold back today.
It seemed like he's interviewing with Matthew Berry, be like, okay, and you just hit the play button. Yeah,
this is what I bring to the table. I bring fire when I come. Thor, it is great to have you on with us once again. Maybe we'll be talking to you at the end of the year for your take of the year nominee there. Maybe it's take of the year worthy, and we'll be handing that award to you. Before we let you go, for those of our listeners who are just joining us, tell us a little bit more about college football or fantasy life and your role there at Fantasy Life, working alongside Matthew Berry.
Yeah, always awesome to talk to you guys. And yeah, you guys can check out my work at Fantasy Life. Just starting that stuff up. We're dropping my Dynasty Rookie Sleepers. I think today they dropped the quarterbacks, but the running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends will be coming out. I go as deep as down into UDFA sleepers, you know, for the guys that play in the crazy deepest leagues that you have there. But yeah, my college football stuff will be coming out on Fantasy Life as well during the regular season. And we're starting up my season win total preview here in a little bit. Hopefully we'll be giving some love to Syracuse. And again, always great talking to you guys.
Thor, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. Just always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Talk soon.
Thanks, Thor Nystrom. That's one of our favorites there. New gig, Fantasy Life, working with Matthew Berry, their college football and NFL draft analyst. Good to get a little college football talk here in the sports bar. He's high on Syracuse.
Yeah, how could you not? I mean, you look at their schedule, Danger. If it's not this year, then when? Okay, you're going to be favored at home against Ohio. You're going to be favored against Georgia Tech. Stanford favored. Holy Cross favored. At UNLV,
The timing on this works for the football program. If everything falls into place the way Thor is kind of describing it falling into place, Syracuse just wants a seat at the table, wants to show that they're worthy of being in this massive conference.
This sounds like you head to NC State 5-0, and that should get people excited, but that'll be the question. Is this a real 5-0? Well, you have this new head coach. You have the Ohio State quarterback. I also think it's fascinating, too, because he's talking about the Big 12 and how they say, and I'm looking at one of the schools on the schedule, Pittsburgh. Like, if West Virginia is in the Big 12, I mean, could that be a target? Honestly, Danger, should Syracuse consider the Big 12?
Yeah, college football is far from done as far as realignment and the dust settling. There's still a lot of money to be made, a lot of deals to be had. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Really appreciate Thor giving us some of his time this afternoon. We'll come back next in the sports bar. I have a question, Gino. Who this season in the NFL do you think will lead the league in rushing yards? Because there's a name that I would venture to guess the casual fan doesn't even know where he plays. There's a lot of Vegas money coming in on this name to lead the league in rushing, and I'll explain why it makes sense.
Now, we are 2 weeks away from the Bills reporting to St. John Fisher University. Actually, the first practice will already be in the books 2 weeks from today, and we're excited about that. And boy, every time I think, okay, Keon Coleman can't drop another one on us, this guy, he's funny, and he dropped another one on why, if he's going to bond with Josh Allen, he's going to do it on his terms. So some Keon Coleman, some Bills talk coming up.
All right, we got that along with Jim Riley, Ball Cap Sports, and the Odyssey-exclusive Barreled Up Baseball Podcast. We will talk to Riley here in about a half an hour or so. Time for your calls on the other side as well at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.